Hello and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Today we're talking about cell phones embedded with near-field communications technology. Instead of physical keys, phones will soon be the way into homes, offices, even hotel rooms. ASSA ABLOY, a worldwide leader in door-opening solutions, is helping pave the way with its mobile keys platform. First, let's get a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
The use of virtual access credentials and mobile keys is expected to increase exponentially in the coming years. The main obstacle to that growth is the number of NFC-enabled phones, according to Daniel Berg, Vice President and General Manager of ASSA ABLOY Mobile Keys.
We've been happy to see all the news from different phone manufacturers that they are now finally rolling out compatible phones. Also, the NFC ecosystem, the business models and roles are still being defined, so there's still a kind of a debate between who should do what and should there be embedded secure elements or secure elements in SIM cards and things like that. But these things are, I guess, falling in place, and so far that has been a slowing factor for the rollout.
Berg has ideas about what can be done in order to make NFC phones widely usable for physical access control.
On the reader and door side, the technology is generally already there. So on the phone side, some things can be done, of course. From an access control point of view, card emulation and secure elements would be a preference. Of course, we can do opening of doors with NFC in other ways as well, and also current phones can actually be used if we use NFC add-ons, like in microSDs or stickers and things like that.
Employers now have the ability to load credentials onto mobile phones instead of printing badges. But matching the desire of companies that want to make the shift with the number of available devices will take a few years. Berg says the greatest benefit of mobile contactless credentials for access control is the secure digital delivery of keys.
Basically, you have a card that is online as opposed to kind of the dead card that we carry around nowadays. You can issue and you can revoke access rights instantly and remotely, which is, of course, a huge benefit compared to before. And also, since the devices are so smart nowadays, it can also be done keeping a very high level of security still. So the simple benefit of being able to issue access rights instantly and remotely is, of course, the biggest benefit of this. On top of that, you can also add services, like in the hotel case, for example, it's possible to check in and check out. You can increase the value of their loyalty by adding more keys to it and things like that. So you have a richness of services surrounding this delivery infrastructure as well. And then you can receive notifications like alarms, access events, and similar as well, since the card is online. So you can do that even if the doors are offline, actually.
Users want convenience, but they also want security. For those who worry about what happens if they're separated from their NFC-enabled cell phone, Berg says the consequences would be no worse than the loss of a physical badge.
As we see it, the base level is really what we have today with cards. So depending on how we choose to configure it in the applications on the phones, the base level is to have the same security as you have today with cards. So what happens when you lose the card? Well, you can block it in the door, or you can, you know, try to get it back. In the mobile scenario, you can actually have that, but also you have the phone that is online. So you can actually add security by being able to revoke credentials. So if somebody steals your phone, you can actually remove the credential from the phone. And you can also have credentials inactivated unless the user identifies himself or herself with a PIN code or something like that. So compared to a physical card, you can have the same security or higher security. So you can revoke access remotely, and you can also add user interaction like authentication using PIN codes and things like that. So compared to what we have today, it's either the same or actually higher security.
Because the technology exists, Berg hopes innovative companies will jump in to put all the pieces together. He says there are plenty of opportunities.
If you use your mobile to open a door, we know where the door is located, so you can add localized services, for example. Even if the user is indoors, you know exactly where the user is because the phone was just presented to a device that we are well aware of where it is. So, I don't know, you can have some simple services like checking in on Foursquare or something like that, but of course you can also use it for advertisements and localized information. You can pop up messages for employees when they enter the building and things like that. So there are a lot of surrounding services. And if you look at, for example, hotels, you can when you add mobile keys to their loyalty application, they have a close interaction with the users because they will access the app to open doors and interact with their credentials, and therefore it's an opportunity also to communicate bidirectional with the users as well.
The possibilities that exist for using NFC for access control are boundless. Asa Abloy sees a near future where the wave of a cell phone will open doors to our home, office, car, and hotel room.
So actually, the same device should be possible to use for all these things. And this is also a driver, of course, that you can have everything at the same place, also bundled with payment and transit and open NFC services as well. So you get everything into the one thing that you're actually carrying with you always.
Berg is excited to see big manufacturers releasing NFC-compatible devices. It's a strategic area for Asa Abloy, which he says believes strongly in using mobile devices to open doors in the future. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.